This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. Colleen Smith with CASA speaks with Circuit Judge Stacy Zimmerman about being a juvenile judge for Washington and Madison counties. She served in juvenile court for the last 25 years.
You have seen quite a bit of change, I imagine.
I have.
Over all those years. So how is your role as a juvenile judge different than a judge who's presiding over criminal matters?
Well, I think as a juvenile judge, you have a lot more creativity when it comes to coming up with solutions and creative ways to help families. And so it's not just, boom, you're going to jail for 30 days or whatever. So you can tap into community resources for the kids that are in court, either on a delinquency, or maybe the child's in foster care, or maybe the kid is truant. So you can get them counseling. You can get parents parenting counseling. You can do all sorts of things to help that family.
So can you just tell us kind of the burden of proof for a dependent neglect case in that a child has been, there's been a hold taken on a child? How does that move forward in your courtroom?
In juvenile court, the burden is by preponderance of the evidence. And then as the case moves forward, if it goes on to terminating a parent's rights, the burden of proof gets a little larger and it becomes clear and convincing evidence. But the burden of proof in the juvenile case is never beyond a reasonable doubt like it is in criminal court. So that's a huge difference.
The goal being reunification, you have the ability to identify different things that a family might need or resources
right.
they might need. So can you explain a little bit about the case plan that might be agreed upon at one of your court hearings?
Inpatient drug treatment, a drug and alcohol assessment, random drug screens. So there's a whole list of services that are in the case plan, and that case plan is usually developed within 90 days of the child coming into care. It's to get that child in a permanent situation as quickly as possible because we don't want children lingering in the system. So what I do at the very, very first hearing at the probable cause hearing, I always look at relatives or some person that stands in the shoes as a relative that has a close connection to that child. So if I cannot return that child to the parent at the very first hearing, I always like to look at relative placement. And it's still a temporary placement because we really want to work with that parent, both parents in the case, to reunify the child with that parent. And so then DHS is ordered to provide services to the parent to remedy the conditions that caused that child to come into care initially.
Judge Stacy Zimmerman. For more on CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Northwest Arkansas, NWACASA.org. For archived segments of the series, KUAF.com.